Northern Factory Workwear brings us another edition of Boots and Salutes, Northern Factory Workwear, where they have you covered. Before we get to Boots and Salutes, though, let's check in with Gordon Weeb in the CJWW newsroom. What's up, Gordon?
The rural crime rate is 36% higher than in cities. Two Saskatchewan First Nations are suing Husky Energy. And the Assembly of First Nations elects a new leader today. I'll have details on these and other stories at 8. Steve has the Internet News Poll question in a moment.
Northern Factory Workwear is celebrating 25 fabulous years of business. Right now, save up to 25% off tons of items store-wide. Men's and ladies' wear from all your favorite names, including Carhartt. Sandals, flip-flops, and casual shoes from brands like Merrill, Keen, and Columbia. For 25 years, Northern Factory Workwear has been a supplier of rugged work boots and clothing for challenging work environments like the oil patch. Save up to 25% off right now at Northern Factory Workwear in Lloydminster and Circle Drive East, Saskatoon.
Sask Power is working to improve the power system in your area. In order to do their work safely, they need to shut the power off today from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. for customers in North Battleford on Walker Drive, Thomas Avenue, Bowers Drive, and Abbott Avenue, weather permitting. Again, the power will be out for 1 hour and 30 minutes today from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the northwest area of North Battleford. For updates on this outage, visit saskpower.com/outages. They apologize for the inconvenience and thank you for your patience.
You want the best? They have the best. Cheyenne GM in Melford.
Cheyenne has an outstanding inventory of new GM vehicles, plus the largest selection of pre-owned cars and trucks in their sales history. Cheyenne GM has earned the trust of thousands of customers over the years with their commitment to award-winning personal service.
And they want you to be their next customer.
Don't see what you're looking for online or on the lot? Cheyenne GM will find it for you. Cars, trucks, SUVs? See Cheyenne GM in Melford.
CheyenneGM.com. Enjoy the ride.
It is time for Boots and Salutes. What's ever on your mind, let's put it on the radio. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, and what's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to salute the fine folks that will be coming out this week in the Blaine Lincoln area for the 1240 Self-Guided Tour. Have a good tour, guys, and thank you.
Thank you very much for that call. Yeah, anything you got on your mind, let's talk about it here on the radio. A couple of things that I thought about. You know, yesterday there was a real mess on Idlewild Drive in Marquess. A truck took out a post and knocked out the traffic light, so it became a four-way stop. But then you add in the confusion because there are so many lanes and turning lanes and anxious people and on their want to get home. And it was difficult. Let's just say that. And one of the things that confuses people is when you get into the, sometimes you got the turning lane and you try to get people going both directions, i.e. like north and south at the same time. And then they cut off the turning lane and that just backs people up. And then the next thing you know, somebody's trying to be nice, let somebody else go ahead of them because they were cut off by somebody else, and it just goes around and around and around. If everybody just followed the rules of the road, it would probably be easier. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I just see this Martel, he's walking down the highway again. He's protesting against the foster care system. You know, if this man spent as much time looking after his children as he does protesting, we wouldn't even need the foster care system. And another thing, where is the mother of this child?
Thank you for calling. 306-938-0600 is our phone number, or you can call toll-free 1-800-667-3727. You can also go online and have your say on our website, cjwwradio.com. And the topic of conversation today is with the release of the most recent statistics of the Crime Severity Index across Canada. Do you feel safe in your community? And so far, 49% of respondents say, yeah, they feel safe in Saskatoon. 20% say no. And we had a third choice, sometimes in certain areas of your town or city. And 31% responded to that. The rural crime rate in Saskatchewan went up significantly, which is certainly a frightening thing. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd just like to salute that guy that's protesting the foster care system. I think that the foster care system should be investigated.
Thank you very much for your call. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Congratulations. Got to send a shout-out to our driver, Neil Schneider, who won the 75-lap feature race last night at Wyatt Group Raceway in the CJWW-sponsored car. Good job, Neil. I got the winning photo up on our social media channels. Not only that, Neil's going to be back at it tonight because it is another night of racing at Wine Group featuring the NASCAR Pinty Series. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I want to boot the media in general because there was an incident involving a Muslim that claimed he was almost got ran over on Preston Avenue a few days ago. I haven't heard anything more about it. And if it didn't happen, I would like him to be charged with a hoax because there just wasn't enough information through social media and through the media itself as to what happened, the facts. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I want to salute Steve because that first comment of his when he started Boots and Salutes in regards to the drivers and the people would just obey the rules of the road. However, I'd like to add a little bit to it. Before we get into a situation like that, which is a little higher on the scale, we've got to start with the basics. And people have to learn to merge decently.
You are so right.
Yeah, they seem to think that when they're in that lane and you want to merge in there and there's nobody beside them, they're not moving over. Like, I don't know why, but anyhow, that's where we got to start. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. I've always been a big proponent of the zipper merge, too. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I agree with the first caller. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to salute France for winning the World Cup.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, talking about this foster care and welfare. Years ago, I rented a house to them, and she lied to get in. She had some young ones, to about maybe 12 years old, give or take, 14. She had seven of them, and started wrecking the place, broke into the garage, sold stuff. Finally, I told them to leave within a month, and then started checking. There was needles, drug needles all over. I phoned the welfare. I phoned the cops all over. Nobody would even look into it.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot the city of Saskatoon for not, you know, making signs clear in regards to stop signs grown over by trees, school zone signs grown over by trees right here on Pinehouse Drive. Also, I just got a parking ticket for a loading zone sign that was grown over by trees, and I went down and had it reviewed by City Hall by the lady by the name of Catherine Goodwin, and she said that I should know better than to park there and blah, 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 and I got a $50 ticket because the sign was covered by a tree.
Our phone number, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. You can have your say, things you might be thinking about. Let's share them on the radio. Here's one for you. The fire in Montgomery on the weekend caused $2 million in damage. Turns out was started by spontaneous combustion of soiled rags that were left in an open container. So the fire department has now come out and said, first of all, don't leave your oily rags lying around anyway. Definitely don't put them in a container, sealed or otherwise. And then finally, if you do have some and you need to deal with them, let them dry away from anything combustible and let them have adequate time to dry before you do anything to dispose of them. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, it's like to boot the conservation officer who was speeding on a 100-kilometer-hour zone highway, blew by me and disappeared.
All right. Still a couple of seconds left, really. Last calls in on Boots and Salutes at 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Things that might be on your mind one way or the other. And a final thought for you, too, because I saw this story. A lot of companies regularly test their employees for their internet activities. It's called a phishing expedition. And what they do is the company itself sends a spam email to all their employees to see how they'll respond and whether or not they'll get hooked in. And then if they do, they go back and then they train them up so that they recognize what a spam looks like and what not to do with it. U.S. Department of Homeland Security ran a test. Now, remember, these are people who should know better. And what they did is they dropped flash drives, those little memory sticks that you can plug into your computer. They dropped them in the parking lot of government buildings. 60% of people who picked them up put them into their network computers just to see what was on them. And that jumped to 90% if the drive had an official logo on it. So next time you're wondering why the spammers keep doing it, because it works. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hello.
Yes.
I'd just like to boot the First Nation people for this foster care home things. This is it's not a babysitting service for them.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to boot your program that comes on early Sunday morning, this Dr. Pincus. I think he's putting out a bunch of crap, and
that wraps up Boots and Salutes, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they have